Radio Baima.
107.5. And now it's time of
the Restory Show.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Titanic Stories. I am your host, Silver Taylor.
And I'm James Dean. We are live today from the beautiful city of New York. It's the 1st of June 1958.
That's right, and it's very sunny today. Here, isn't it?
Yes, it's. But today, on the show, we are traveling back in the time. We are talking about a night that was very dark and very cold. The night of April 14, 1912.
Yes, indeed. That was the night when the unsinkable ship, the Titanic, actually sank. Today, we have a very special guest in the studio to talk about this. We have four survivors of the Titanic: Rose Andrews, a first-class passenger; Edward Brown, an officer on the ship; Virginia Woolf, a first-class passenger; and James Clark, a cook on the Titanic.
First, let's start with you. What's your name?
My name is Rose Andrews.
How old are you?
I'm 65 years old.
Where are you actually from?
I was born and I grew up in Liverpool.
Did you travel in the first class?
No, I traveled in third class.
Why did you travel in the Titanic?
I traveled on the Titanic because my family was very poor and we wanted to move to America to get a job and have a better life.
How did you travel with?
I traveled with my parents and my brother.
Did anyone in your family die?
Yes, my father and my brother died. I'm very sad.
How did you manage to survive?
When the Titanic crashed with the iceberg, I was sleeping. I went straight away to the top deck to try and get into a lifeboat. I was third class passenger. I was last in the queue. But I was lucky. Edward, the officer today, saved my life. He said that there was more space in the first lifeboat and he let me get on the boat. In reality, we were only 28 people in the lifeboat, while there was space for 65 people.
That sounds like a terrible night. Where do you live now?
I live in New York with my husband and my three children.
Thanks for this story.
Now, we'll turn to Edward Brown. You were an officer in charge of communication on the Titanic. Is this right?
Yes, that's right.
Was it you who sent the first SOS?
Yes, it was me. I sent the first SOS and a few ships received the message. But only the Carpathia came to help and said it arrived too late.
What did you do after sending the message?
After sending the message, the captain sent me to help passengers get on the lifeboats. The captain told me to online let women and children get on the lifeboats. In the first lifeboat, there were only first-class women and children. But I saw Rose, who was last in the queue, and Evan Fogg, she was a third-class passenger. I let her in. It's very moving to meet her now in the studio.
How did you survive?
I got on the lifeboat to take care of the passengers and to help them.
How did you help the passengers of the lifeboat?
I rowed and I made sure they don't give up hope.
Thank you for that harrowing story. Now let's turn to Virginia Woolf, another passenger on the Titanic. How old were you when you were on the Titanic, and how old are you now?
I was 21 years old, and I am 67 today.
Did you travel in first class?
Yes, I did.
Was the food good in the Titanic?
Yes. The food was amazing. I ate the best caviar in the world, the best ice cream, the best tropical fruit, and the most tasty smoothie in my life.
What else did you enjoy on the Titanic?
I loved going to the swimming pool, going to the gym, and part of the ship were really beautiful, like, for example, the Grand Staircase.
Where are you actually from?
I was born and grew up in Edinburgh. I am Scottish.
Why did you travel on the Titanic?
I traveled on the Titanic to accompany my father, who was on the business trip.
How many people died in your family?
I lost my beautiful husband and my father.
Hello, you were a cook on the Titanic, but we are allowed to do other things on the ship?
Well, many cooks stayed in the kitchen all the time in the ship, but I was the head chef for the first class. I could go everywhere except for places for leisure activities like the pool or the gym.
How many meals did you serve at lunch?
We had the choice between 15 different meals on the buffet, 8 different cheeses, and we also served 5 meals from the menu.
What did the first class passenger eat?
I don't know. I was the head chef for the first class.
Okay, but did you not talk with the other head chef?
No, I usually cooked and when I didn't cook, I reported back to the captain. I ate and I slept.
Wow, it sounds like you're very busy.
Yes. I felt a bit exploited on the Titanic. I was very happy to get back to my restaurant.
How did you survive that accident?
I was with the captain when he got the news. I went on the deck and hid in a lifeboat straight away.
You were so lucky. Well, that's from another story today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow for another show about the story of the Titanic.
It was a history show. Thank you for listening. The History Show!